Good afternoon, the exotics vet. This is Sharon. Okay. Right, yeah. Not you. Has he been eating anything different or no new food or anything? Okay. He's a lovebird, you said. Yeah. He's a lovebird, you said. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit strange if it smells like garlic. Sometimes it can be some kind of infection, something going on there, like a crop infection or something. Yeah. No, nothing from the pet store because they need to know what they'll generally, if you take him to the vet, they'll do a swab and see what kind of infection it is, if he has got one. Is everything else completely normal with him? Like he's eating and he's bright and happy? Yeah, it's a little bit weird. Generally, I've only smelled that in chickens, but it's generally when people have given them garlic to try and combat an infection. But if it's changed a bit, then yeah, it could indicate something. But and birds are also very good at disguising when they're unwell, so they'll pretend they're fine until they can't. So sometimes if it's a very mild infection, it's hard to even know that they're sick. So it's up to you if you just want to monitor him or if you want to bring him in like one day next week and see if there is an infection starting. Has he had a health check? Like, how old is he? Oh, he's a baby. Oh, okay. Has he had a health check at all since he got him? Yeah, well, it's probably a good idea to get one anyway, just to make sure there isn't any infections. Often as babies, they can get infections just from their food and like changing. Like, how long have you? You've only had him a few weeks, did you say? Okay. And he was fully weaned when you got him, I'm hoping. Great. Okay. Is he on pellets or just feed? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean it's up to you. So you can just watch him if everything else is normal, but because they are so good at hiding things and he's a baby, I'd probably recommend, even if he didn't notice a breath, I'd still recommend a health check just because he's a baby. Yeah. No. Unusual pet vets up at Budrum are open tomorrow. If you need to take him there, they're open till 5 o'clock today, and I think 10 to 4 tomorrow. That's the only one that's open on a Sunday that treats exotics like your birds and things. So if you wanted to, you can try and get in there. There's no extra charge for a Sunday, but they do have to charge emergency if they're fully booked. So that's okay, but otherwise, if you want to bring him in here or there next week, just give us a call and let us know. And make sure he's kept warm. Always make sure he's kept warm because he's so young. Yeah. No, I shouldn't. He shouldn't need that. As long as he's eating okay, he really should be on a good quality pellet as well. So if he's on a good quality pellet, then he's getting all his nutrients that way. But yeah, I wouldn't mess with the vitamins in case you can over, potentially overdose him on the vitamins. So I wouldn't do that. Just make sure he's eating well. Does he eat fruit and veg as well? Oh, good. Yeah, so he'll be getting his vitamins from his veggies. So yeah, I wouldn't do the powder as well. But yeah, just as I said, just make sure he's nice and warm, and yeah, just watch him closely. Otherwise, if you want to bring him for a health check, just let us know. Alrighty. Okay, no worries. All right, hope it goes okay. All right, bye.